Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day is wrapping up with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying mild temperatures, making it a pleasant evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports, just in that the IDF has killed a Hamas commander who led the October 7th assault on a border post. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes this hour that the U.S. and its allies want the IAEA board to report Iran to the UN Security Council. Also this hour, Ynet reports Israel is increasingly concerned about Palestinian forces potentially turning their weapons on Israelis. Separately, Walla reports an 80-year-old Israeli was attacked in a hotel in Paris overnight. And finally, Forward discusses how Hamas continues to hold Gaza captive, almost 10 months after a ceasefire agreement brokered by then-President Trump. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted earlier that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat in the U.S. House, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Saar, an Israeli politician, announced that the Netherlands representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat due to anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaz News confirms that Israel has expelled Dutch diplomats over a new Dutch law banning trade in products from certain Israeli areas. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report. The IDF has confirmed the killing of Mohammed Mahmoud Marshad al-Qadi, who led the October 7th assault. He was also involved in holding hostages. The military highlighted this as a significant blow to Hamas's operational capabilities. This action underscores the ongoing tension and conflict in the region. Turning to the IAEA news from the Jerusalem Post, the resolution to report Iran to the UN Security Council follows a similar move from June 2025. It's part of international concerns over Iran's nuclear activities. The diplomatic pressure on Iran could lead to further geopolitical shifts. Meanwhile, Ynet explores rising concerns within Israel. Prime Minister Netanyahu and his ministers have expressed fears about Palestinian security forces. Despite this, the IDF downplays the threat. This reflects ongoing tensions between Israelis and Palestinians, in a separate development from Walla. An elderly Israeli was attacked in Paris. Details remain sparse, but the incident raises concerns about safety for Israelis abroad. This event may add to diplomatic strains between Israel and France. Finally, Forward's analysis on Gaza. Almost 10 months after a ceasefire, Hamas retains control over Gaza. Despite agreements, the situation remains volatile. This affects the humanitarian situation and regional stability. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that a historic flight took off from Ben Gurion Airport this morning. It's the first Airbus A330 converted by Israel Aerospace Industries from passenger to cargo. Separately, Ynet Business notes that Act Security, a newly emerged company, has made its first acquisition. They acquired Cloud Copilot to enhance their AWS access control technology. And finally, Globes highlights that AITAN, an Israeli defense tech company, raised $41 million. They provide countries with services to manage and upgrade robotic combat systems independently. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.